It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There, if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, we got our jobs report we're going to hit in a second, but first your top three stories. President Biden will attend the Queen's funeral, although right now there are no funeral arrangements just yet. Then, they've not been set just yet, I guess you'd say. Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin, said he will not be attending. Then two January 6th rioters, including the Proud Boys Hawaii leader, have pled guilty to the charges pertaining to the rioting over there at the in January 6th. It was like a, what's it called? Guilty to obstruction of an official proceeding. That's what they pled guilty to. Then, which they did. I mean, there's no doubt about that, right? Then, other top three story, Wall Street has scored the first weekly gain since mid-August. So there you go. And that comes about because they basically were sliding because of concerns with the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike. And now they're going to be, now everything's looking like it's going to be, I guess this week they rebounded. But we know from a report we covered the other day that the Fed will raise the rate 0.75 sometime this month. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Our jobs report that we normally do at this point in time, we had actually the lowest number of new filings for unemployment hit in 3 months. So it's the lowest number of new filings in 3 months. However, it actually did uptick just a little bit to 175,000 new filings, which is still very, very low. Very, very low. Here in Florida, it dropped 120 new filings. Alabama dropped 411 new filings. So it's lowest, but at the same time, it's about as stagnant as you can get. One of the things, if you listen to the jobs report on Fridays, the things I follow is one of them is that, hey, how about our continued unemployment? How does our continued unemployment look? And with that, our continued unemployment actually went up about 47,000 nationwide. The reason why that is a bit of concern is because that means the people who were already on unemployment were not able to find a job, at least not enough because they ended up having more people added to the unemployment rolls, but not more people came off of it. So, because like no matter what, even in the absolute best of economies, people get laid off every week. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands, I should say, get laid off every week, no matter how great the economy is. The question is, though, is when they get laid off, are they going to be able to find a new job? And one of the ways we can kind of assess that week to week is by seeing, like, okay, what is the continued unemployment rolls doing? And this week, it went up 47,000. That's the first time it's gone up in, man, almost 2 months, really. So, yeah, that's pretty big. So, so we had new filings for unemployment go up just a little bit. It mostly stayed stagnant. But we had continued unemployment go up about 47,000 people. Now, the seasonally adjusted new filings for unemployment for last week went was 222,000. That was the new low. That's a 3 month low. Now at next week we'll get the new adjusted numbers for this week. We'll see how that comes out. Now the other thing pertaining to jobs that I wanted to talk about is that a new report shows that 63% of small businesses are doing a hiring freeze. Wow, that's a lot, actually. 63% of small businesses. We already know that big companies like Apple and I believe Amazon. I know Apple is doing a hiring freeze. I can't remember if Amazon is though. But there's some other those big companies like that are already doing hiring freezes. Tesla, that was the one. Tesla. So Tesla and Apple are doing hiring freezes. Well, now small business owners, 63% said they're doing a hiring freeze. So that means people who get laid off are going to have 63% fewer choices to go back to work when it comes to at least finding work in, with small businesses. So there's that. The reason why this is important is because we often talk about how our economy right now is technically in a recession. We are in an economic recession because we've had two consecutive quarters where our GDP has declined. We've also had 6 months on the nationwide scale, 6 months of declining home sales. So, and we've had new home builders association saying that on a nationwide level, we have had we're technically in a housing recession. So we're in an economic recession. We're in a housing recession technically, but it has not yet affected jobs, and that's a good thing because frankly, like the other stuff doesn't matter as much as long as it doesn't affect jobs. And but if 63% of small businesses are going to start having hiring freezes, and we've already had big companies like Apple and Tesla having hiring freezes, then it starts to get be like, uh-oh, we might be heading towards a jobs recession. Speaking of the housing market, I do have an update on that coming up next right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, Bobby, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We're checking in clear on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. That's going to be 9 Mile Road, Scenic, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway, all checking in clear. We do still have some slowdowns on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach. This is going to be in the westbound direction. Always going to see some traffic there this time of day, but definitely seeing a little bit more due to an accident. Seeing the accident is off of Woodland Avenue. It's right in front of the Windhaven Animal Hospital. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. One more update here for you. Last week, we actually talked to Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty, right here in Pensacola, about what's going on with the Pensacola market. And she did let us know that we're still in a seller's market, but it's becoming more of a balanced market. But we have seen 2 months in a row of housing prices decline. Nationwide, we've had 6 months of sales decline. So fewer homes being sold, which is why they're saying on a nationwide report that we're technically in a housing recession now. And I'm like, I can't see that anywhere. It's definitely a housing recession is a buyer's market. And we're not in a buyer's market anywhere in the country right now. So there might be fewer sales, but it's still a seller's market. Well, on a nationwide level, so here locally, we've had two consecutive months of lower average home price, average sales price. But on a national level, it's the first month that we've seen a decrease in month-over-month home prices. And in fact, it was such a big dip, it's the biggest monthly drop in 11 years. So, you know, we've seen just enormous home price gains over the past few years, just enormous nationwide. And I am, along with others, were predicting it's going to crash. At some point, it's going to crash. I thought it was going to be next year. I still think it's going to be next year. But we're starting to see because price is starting to drop a little bit, even though it was the biggest single month decline in over 11 years, doesn't mean it's going to decline that big amount next month too. You know, I don't think we're going to have this big drop. I think we're still going to stay in either a seller's or a balanced market for quite some time still. It might be this next 0.75 point up a jump up that they're coming out with next month that might, or this month that might do it. But I don't know. We'll have to see. But either way, it does show the market cooling. That's probably the better way of stating it. The market's cooling. There are predictors saying it's going to cool until inflation gets balanced. And once inflation gets balanced, then it's going to ramp right back up again. And you know what? That's what's happened to California for about the past 20 years. California's had these astronomical increases in pricing. And everybody goes, California's unaffordable. California's unaffordable. It's going to crash. And it crashes a little bit. And then it goes right back up and has record high real estate prices again. And then it crashes just a little bit. And then it goes right back to record prices. Like, we're like nationwide now, we're following what's happened to California for the past 20 years. And ironically, it's Californians that are driving that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. As we just covered our jobs report, there's starting to be some evidence that we might start. You know, we're technically in an economic recession. We're technically in a housing recession on the national level, not here. But there's starting to become signals that we might be entering into an employment recession very soon. Just some slight signals. Like 63% of small businesses doing a hiring freeze. We've seen the continued unemployment numbers jump up by 50,000 individuals this past week. Stuff like that. But whenever you have a housing recession, that's a good time to get extra skills in order to get ready to make more money and have more job security. We have a new program at UWF I want to let you know about coming up in about 6 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. A federal judge today allowing a lawsuit over Governor DeSantis's controversial education law known as the Stop Woke Act to move forward. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker denied the state's attempt to throw out Robert Casanello's challenge to the law today. The University of Central Florida associate professor says it violates free speech rights and it would restrict his ability to teach history because of how it limits race-based topics being taught. Lawyers for the state tried to prove that the professor wasn't qualified to file the lawsuit. The judge said he was. Prosecutors in the R. Kelly case today cross-examining a co-defendant.
Daryl McDavid faces charges accusing him of hiding evidence that Kelly sexually abused his goddaughter. Prosecuting attorney Janice Penteg asserted McDavid was trying to protect Kelly and his pocket as well. Meanwhile, McDavid claims he had no idea about Kelly's wrongdoings. I'm Lisa Taylor.
There's some big rule changes coming to Major League Baseball next season, Bobby. They're going to be adding a pitch clock. Players will only have 15 seconds to throw the ball to home plate when the bases are empty. That time will go up to 20 seconds when there's a runner on base. There's also going to be a defensive strategy known as the shift is going to be restricted. Two infielders will have to be on either side of second base when a pitch is thrown. Some other changes as well. And this is kind of a strange one. Apparently, a man who rappelled 90 feet down a storm drain in Minneapolis has been rescued. I know you were probably worried about this guy. He got stuck in the drain early this morning. Fire crews had to scale down this storm drain and get him back up to safety. Nobody knows why he rappelled down the storm drain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's weird. very strange one right there. Yeah, I saw this Major League Baseball. So Major League Baseball, I've noticed a lot of the games that I've been watching this year, and I've been kind of watching a little bit more than I have in the past. A lot of the games, I've noticed that the pitchers are getting the ball. Like, I think they knew this pitch count thing was coming, and so they seem to be getting the ball out there a lot faster in general. I mean, so that's going to be 15-second pitch count when there's no runners on base, 20-second pitch count when there are runners on base, and they're going to limit the number of pickoff moves you can do. And I just kind of noticed, I was like, man, that pitcher's like hardly waiting. Like, he's getting the ball, getting a signal real quick and just throwing it. And I like it. There's a lot less just sitting around. Like, but it's kind of changed the way I have to watch baseball. There was moments in baseball where, especially with certain pitchers, you could, you know, maybe look at your phone for a while.
Right.
Pull up social media or check an email or something. And it's changed the way I've had to watch baseball because now I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss something. Well, because they're getting to it.
I'm wondering if, you know, the games dragging on before this is one of the reasons viewership had been down. You know, because the MLB games typically didn't move as fast as, say, a football or something else like that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think that's why viewership is down, is it's not as, you know, exciting because there's those moments, there's a lot of moments, with especially with certain pitchers where, like I said, you can just be looking at your phone and not watching the pitches because, you know, there's so much time in between each pitch. And especially if the batter keeps fouling off, then next thing you know, you're into your phone. You're not even watching the game. And you're like, okay, why am I even watching the game now? Might as well just watch something else. And so now with the pitches, you know, every 15 seconds you're going to get a pitch or faster than that even. I think it's gonna start bringing back some people. And some of the other things, that I think it's just weird with the larger bases. I don't quite get the need for that, but and then what was the other one? Oh, the defensive shift. That's to try to get some they found. I mean, I don't know if you've seen a game where they've done extreme defensive shifts where there's like literally not even a third baseman. Like they're just or there's not even a first base. Like it was wild. Like they just had everybody on the left side of the field, no right fielder at all. And it's like, what in the world is going on here? There was one shift where they like basically moved everybody to the outfield. There was no infield except for a first baseman because they just knew this hitter never hits it infield hit. He's pop flying everything. So it's either a home run or it's going to be an out. We're just going to move everybody to the outfield. And I remember watching that. It was in the preseason or the spring ball, but I was just remember thinking, "Oh, please don't make this a real thing." Cuz it was so extreme. And so they're nipping that kind of stuff in the bud with their defensive shift restrictions. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are moving nicely. We do have some slowdowns, though. You're going to see some slow-moving traffic on Brent Lane. This is going to be right near North Palafox Street, so keep that in mind. Our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up tremendously. There's still a little bit of some slow-moving traffic. 98 westbound in Windhaven Beach, right near Windhaven Animal Hospital. You'll see some delays, but other than that, 98's looking good throughout Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, we have our next, there's a new program over at UWF that I want to let you know about on News Radio 92.3. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. UWF's got a new doctorate program basically dealing with artificial intelligence and robotics. You know, one of the things I love with UWF and I admire and talk about a lot is their cybersecurity program. They now have a master's program in cybersecurity. Last I checked, there's tens of thousands of jobs in the cybersecurity field. There's just so many openings and not enough people with skills to fill those jobs. And it's just going to become even more demand. Well, another area that is in higher and higher demand all the time is our intelligent systems and robotics. And now UWF has introduced a doctorate program in that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. on the road
it's
again.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I have here Bands on the Beach coming up on Tuesday, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And it will be Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters coming up. They play selections including New Orleans jazz to the newest dance hits, plus R&B favorites and soulful jazz. While you're out there, stop by the Cat Country Tent, our sister station, and spin the prize wheel to sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll get your This Week in Science update. And about 8 minutes, we'll get another quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom, and then we'll cover top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top three stories, though. President Joe Biden will attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The Kremlin said that Vladimir Putin will not. Date and details have not yet been set. Two January 6th rioters, including the Proud Boys Hawaii leader, have pled guilty to obstruction of a obstruction proceeding. And then Wall Street has scored its first weekly gain since mid-August. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos are playing a doubleheader today. They won yesterday, so they split the series one game apiece, but they had to miss the game on Wednesday due to rain, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Right now, top of the fifth inning, Pensacola Blue Wahoos are leading 1-0 against Tennessee. And then other games going on right now, Major League Baseball. Right now the Cubs are beating the Giants 4-2. Cardinals over the Cardinals over the Cardinals and Pirates are scoreless. The Miami Marlins are playing the Mets. That game is scoreless. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Yankees at 6:05 on ESPN+. And the Atlanta Braves are playing the Mariners tonight. And then I thought, do I see it? Yeah, that's those games right there. Then, of course, we have a lot of games to let you know about. First of all, let's start off with the high school football for tonight. Northview at Tate, West Florida at Pace, Jay at Franklin, Booker T. Washington at Milton, Gulf Breeze at Escambia, Navarre at Rickards, and St. Stanislaus, Mississippi at Pensacola Catholic. And then tomorrow morning will be Pensacola at Pine Forest. So, yeah, there you go with those. And then that's for local high school football. Then college football tonight. Central Florida is playing Louisville at 6:30 on ESPN2. And at 8 o'clock, Boise State is playing New Mexico on CBS Sports Network. Both of those are tonight. Then tomorrow, we've got number 15 Miami playing Southern Miss. You have number 1 Alabama playing Texas. That's one a lot of people are looking forward to. And Southern Alabama is USA is playing Central Michigan tomorrow. That game's actually going to be on ESPN+, so you can watch that game if you're interested. Florida State University is off this week as they played on Sunday night. But University of Florida Gators, number 12 in the country, they're going to be playing number 20 Kentucky, and tomorrow night on ESPN. And is there a game I missed? No. Auburn is playing San Jose State tomorrow as well. Then NFL schedule on. So first of all, congratulations to the Buffalo Bills beating the Rams yesterday, 31-10. New Orleans Saints are going to be playing Atlanta this week. Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Washington Commanders, and Tampa Bay Bucks are playing Dallas in Sunday Night Football coming up. And Monday Night Football this week is going to be Denver at Seattle. Then a lot of games going on here. I got a lot of sports news as well right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down throughout Pensacola on our major highways, I-10 and I-110. Also looking good on 29 and 90. We do have your everyday traffic going on Pine Forest right now. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and I-10. Nothing out of the ordinary. And a little bit of everyday traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be at Avalon Boulevard going in the eastbound direction. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by All Pro Tune-Ups across from the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality workmanship servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. Fives. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 Sports News here for you. Quarterback Lamar Jackson and the Ravens failed to reach a deal on his contract extension, so he's going to finish out his rookie contract this year, which might mean more money for him, actually. It might be benefit to him. BYU came out and said there was no evidence after their investigation that a fan racially heckled a black female Duke volleyball player. That's been one of the big sports things that have been going on. I talked about it a little bit more extensively last hour. I'll talk about it next hour again. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to honor quarterback Dwayne Haskins, who died in April, with a helmet decal this season. Over in Major League Baseball, they're adding new rules for 2023, including a pitch clock, limits on the infield shift, and larger bases. Major League Baseball also voted to accept minor league players' unionization. And these two stories just came out. Casper Rudd reaches the U.S. Open final with his win over Karen Chanovic. And Nate Diaz over in the UFC. Nate Diaz will fight Tony Ferguson after Kazmat Kimev missed his weight by 7 pounds. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. This week in science, people in Seattle area thought they saw steam venting from Mount Rainier. Oh boy, it's an active volcano. Hasn't had an eruption in 500 years, but experts confirmed it wasn't steam. It was just a cloud hovering over the top. Whew. A team in London discovered the oldest known mammal, an 8-inch long ratty thing that looks like a shrew. It was around 225 million years ago, right around when dinosaurs first showed up, and that's what they've discovered as a mammal that lived back then. Kind of weird. And then, and that happened in London. In space news, we found a planet only 100 light years away. It could potentially sustain life. It's still 590 trillion miles, though. A new study also found that even shorter amounts of time between space are devastating to our bodies. And every blood sample from astronauts, show genetic mutations from exposure to radiation. Oh, that might give us some more insight about the possibilities or the lack of possibilities to space travel and living in space. And finally, a woman from Scotland who can smell Parkinson's disease. That's right, she can smell Parkinson's disease. She's working with scientists on a way to develop a swab test that could diagnose it. Wow, that would be fantastic. So those are some of the updates in science this past week. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. We've got top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, and more. So stick around for that next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, we've actually got a big update for you. We've been reporting here this afternoon about some project funding that is... It was being debated at the Legislative Budget Committee. Well, there's now $10 million in funding heading towards Northwest Florida.
Is there any objection to the approval of the local support grant list? All right. So without objection, we will show that list approved.
The Legislative Budget Commission today approved the local support grants, includes lots of projects here in Escambia and in Santa Rosa counties. The projects including $1.4 million for the Behavioral Health Center at Baptist Hospital, $350,000 for bathrooms at Veterans Memorial Park, about $500,000 for Historic Pensacola, another $500,000 for DNA Tech at the Medical Examiner's Office, a lot of other projects too. There's a full list online at the News Radio Facebook page. And so that's good news for everybody here in Northwest Florida.
All right. Yeah, it is. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So top stories on foxnews.com. Still deals with Queen Elizabeth, but yet every story isn't covering Queen Elizabeth like it was last time. The top story is King Charles sets social media ablaze by mentioning Meghan Markle in his first deep speech as a British monarch. Full disclosure, I didn't listen. Did Gracie? Did you listen to the King's speech?
I didn't either.
Oh, you what? You I didn't know. Listen to the King's speech?
I know.
I guess if it doesn't involve a princess, you just don't care, do you? speaking if of the King's speech, that was a good movie, by the way. I don't know if you've seen that movie. It was a good movie. With Colin Firth, I think, was the guy. You haven't seen that movie? Oh, it's a good one. It's about a king who had a speech impediment, so he tried to overcome it before he started doing radio broadcasts. So it was really good. So... what did he say? I pulled it up because I didn't listen to the speech. He said, but at a point he said, I also want to express my love for Harry and Meghan as they continue to build their lives overseas. Well, that was nice, right? That was a nice thing for him to say. Who knows what the rift is between them. Apparently she has an issue with Kate. Is it Kate? The other princess person?
Yeah, Kate's the brother's wife, right? I think she is
William. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently Meghan Markle and Kate don't get along. Apparently she had an issue with the queen. She felt like the queen was too judgmental of her or something. I don't know. So, but the king came out today and said he wishes them best. That's very nice. So apparently social media is going crazy over it. Other top stories Democrats are warning Nancy Pelosi against following through on Schumer's deal with Manchin. A little bit more division. 71 Democrats warning Pelosi against including Manchin's permitting deal in the government funding bill. They said it will force them to choose between more pollution and a government shutdown. So having a little bit of division within the Democrat Party pertaining to this. Now, one of the top stories on FoxNews.com is our national news partner is actually a Florida-related story. I'll tell you what it is right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, and Fairfield all looking good. And we are checking in clear on Bayou Boulevard through Brent Lane, Beverly Parkway, and Michigan Avenue. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so one of the top stories on FoxNews.com is actually a Florida-related story. It says, Democrat running against DeSantis grilled on The View over several issues. Yes, Charlie Crist. So View, he was on The View, and The View's Anna Navarro grilled him on his previous pro-life stance and his running mate, saying, what were you thinking? She says, you were embracing a lot of policy issues back then that Republicans still embrace now. That's the reason why I actually thought, and I was wrong on this one, I thought the Democrat primary for governor was going to be much closer than what it was. And I thought the reason why is because I thought a lot of Democrats would be concerned with Charlie Crist's flip-flopping. But I guess when it came down to it, Nikki Fried's far left policies were more, they were more concerned about her far left policies than they were his past positions and his flip flopping. So there you go. That's one of the top stories right there on FoxNews.com. And, there was something else with the queen I saw today when you're talking about that whole thing. I've had a lot of feedback from people, mixed. Some people agreeing with me when I say, she's not my queen. What's the matter? And I'm now saying, I don't understand the infatuation with British monarchy. There's 42 other monarchies. We never talk about the princes and prince and the prince and the kings and the queens of the other 42 monarchies. And why do we have way more coverage of the Queen's passing in America than we do of former presidents who die. Like, it, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. And so I had quite a few people agreeing with me on that. But then I also had a fair number of emails and social media messages afterwards disagreeing with me and saying, Bobby, it's every girl's dream to grow up to be a princess. And I'm like, okay. So I guess it's the British monarchy. But that's a thing. It's, I don't know. I get it, though. If we got rid of all the monarchies in the world, then I guess that dream of growing up to be a princess, like maybe like Princess Diana or Meghan Markle or Kate Middleton, where you could just be, you know, brought into the fold, that dream goes away completely if there is no monarchy. Is that, I guess that's the argument to be made. I don't know. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. Bobby's Brain Teases here. In 2010, when officials in Tokyo, Japan, went to congratulate the oldest man in the city on his 111th birthday, they instead found his skeletal remains on his bed. He had been dead for actually 30 years. The family was taking the pension money he was receiving. Oh, boy. That's... Ugh. Oh, boy. There were between 40 and 50 million goldfish in Lake Ontario. They're not a native species. They got there from people just setting their goldfish free. And then they just started reproducing, and they found the waters to be very, you know, I guess, welcoming to them. And so now there's 40 to 50 million goldfish in Lake Ontario. There's a Chilean settlement in Antarctica called Villa Las Estrellas. And people who live there are required to get their appendix removed. Why? Because it's over 600 miles to the closest hospital, so they want to reduce the risk of someone needing emergency surgery. That's bizarre. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I do want to talk about that BYU Duke volleyball racist claims and things like that. Plus, CDC releases new data pertaining to the COVID-19 vaccine and children. That's next.